And now, episode 9.5 of Hollow 9, the all-music extravaganza. Check it. It's the 9. You found it. It's the all-music episode. Episode 9.5. We're going to start off with Filter. I'll check you guys at the end.
Ah!
Yeah, that was pretty sick. If anybody's listening to this on their Monday morning commute, I'm sure that just woke them up. What's going on, everybody? Dave the Clone, Hollow Nine. You found it. It's another episode. It's another 0.5 episode we're doing here. It has been the horrendous week from hell here at the Hollow Nine headquarters. It's just been really tough for everybody to get together, so I'm holding this over so that when we release episode 10, it'll be another dramatic format show. You know, and thank you, everybody, seriously, for the massive increase in audience this week and last week. I guess you guys like the scenes. I'm really glad we're going to be coming out with some more of those. And seriously, people call us. We want some people to be, you know, guest appearances on the show. And, you know, we'll write in some characters that some of our listeners can do. And everybody, please take the PodTrack survey on our website. All right, I'm going to have some business to do after the next song, but I think it's about time for some music. So here we go, kicking off another one. This is some Faith No More with Midlife Crisis. Everybody, just chill and check this one out. This one's hot, hot.
I'm sick, you're in jail.
God, that was so awesome, man. Yeah, I'll tell you, this is one of the things that I've been noticing lately as rock and roll stations are disappearing and dying, is that the ones that claim to still be here aren't playing songs like that. Faith No More, you know, they laid the foundation for where music went, you know, after like the, you know, late 80s, early 90s. These guys were like so innovative, and it just pisses me off that like I could talk to a 15-year-old right now and they don't know who Faith No More is. Like, I was like listening to Faith No More all the time when I was 15. Wow. Anyway, it's the Hollow Nine All Music episode. This is these are some selections from Dave the Clone's Audio Vault, on which we also compose our podcasts. And again, I just want to thank everybody for the numbers we had last week. They were ridiculous, great. I did want to start sending some shout-outs here because a couple new friends of the show, particularly Night of the Living Podcast. This show is awesome. If you're a horror fan, I definitely suggest checking it out. I love the structure. It's just like a constant review of horror movies. They do this awesome straight-to-video Russian roulette. I mean, very cool stuff, guys. Very cool. And as sort of a nod to them, I just wanted to pass along some information I learned from their show. You know, everyone will think back to our episode 5. We did a complete review of the movie Hostel. Well, thanks to our friends at Night of the Living Podcast, I'm happy to pass along the info that I learned from them, that there will be a Hostel 2. Will be coming to theaters on January 7th of 07. Going to feature 3 female leads. I want everyone to go check out Night of the Living Podcast. They break down the movie, but I'm just super excited. That definitely got me like, whoa, word, cool. Anyway, also Red Fanny coming up on their episode 10. And everyone, as you may or may not know, Tim at Red Fanny shared with me some info that there was a statistical analysis done about podcasting. And it said that most podcasts make it to or about episode number 10 and then sort of disappear and fade off the face of the earth. So this is a milestone for Red Fanny, also for Hollow Nine coming up soon. So just wanted to say a big shout out over to them. And that was Tim, who did the voice of the leader in our last episode, Hollow Nine, episode 9. So, you know, we're going to be doing some more cooperation in the future. And if anyone's got, you know, any reviews of the story or any reviews of the podcast at all, you know, you're chilling at your computer listening to this right now, send us an email. In fact, you know what? I'm running a contest starting right now. All the music I'm going to be playing on the show for the next probably half hour or so. Well, actually, I don't know. We're about 15 minutes in. Maybe I'll give you guys another 20 minutes of music or so. I want some votes, people, on which of those songs should wind up in the next show behind some of the dramatic scenes. Okay? I want to hear from the listeners what they think, because I think a lot of the music in my collection is perfect, like, movie background music, and that's sort of what we're trying to make audio movies with these scenes. So, anybody, at DaveTheClone@gmail.com, that's DaveTheKLONE@gmail.com, or the 9 line at 206-666-6173, drop us a line, say something, anything. We're listening. Okay, here's another track. Here's some Henry Rollins for you. Off the Rollins Band CD Wait, song Shine. This man's a genius. Check this out. I love this stuff.
If I listened to everything that they said to me, I wouldn't be here. And if I took the time to bleed while the tiny little arrow shot my way, I would be here. The ones who don't do anything are always the ones who try to put you down. And you could spend your entire life walking around in the nowhere land of self-doubt. When you start to doubt yourself, the real world will eat you alive. It's time to align your body with your mind. It's hero time. It's time to align your body with your mind. It's hero time. When you start to doubt yourself, the real world will eat you alive. And you know it's true. I'm talking to you. Hero time!
think you've got 100 years to mess around, you're wrong. This time is real, your time is now, it's your own time. Yeah, your own time. Hey, time to shine. Yeah, your own time. Yeah, hard times are getting harder. The liars are acting strong. You better get a grip on yourself or you won't be around too long. It's your own time. Hey, time to shine.
I feel like I'm back in the days of Q104.3, New York's pure rock and shit. Any of our New York listeners will hopefully remember that. That was the last time we had a really, really kick-ass rock radio station. I mean, I know 92.3 K-Rock has been kind of holding it down until they went all talk, but anyway. Yeah, here's another track. And I mean, you know what it is? What inspired this? I was driving around with my sister last week, and I threw in a mix CD that I made, like, in 2000. And it was just stuff I hadn't heard in a long time. And I was really, like, suddenly, like, wow, this was awesome. I remember when I first, like, discovered this stuff. It was really crazy. And she said to me, she's like, you know, you're the only person I know who actually listens to their old CDs, like, old mixes and old CDs that they had. So, to me, I'm kind of like, you know, I feel like there's no reason that this music shouldn't still be on the radio. It shouldn't still be played, especially when you consider how much garbage is coming out. So, you know, I'm just trying to share a little bit of the inside dirt here so you guys, you know, are not so in the dark anymore. Anyway, Rock and Roll Revelations. Here we go. Check this. Some of you might remember this one. I'm going to leave you all to listen to it and watch the beginning of Deadwood.
Be back later. Peace.
Your construction smells of corruption. I manipulate Sari creates. This air to go around Saga. Gotta launder my karma. Karma, 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 karma. Gotta launder my karma. Karma, 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 karma.
One day. Yeah, that was some Stained right there with some How About You. Before that, we had the Low Fidelity All-Stars Kids. That's who that was, the Low Fidelity All-Stars with Battle Flag. Now, that song, I remember when it came out somewhere in the, I want to say, like, 97 area. It was hot. It was huge. Everyone was all over it, like they are on Entourage, which I'm watching right now. Anyway, I got a little bit of time left. We got one, maybe one more song we're going to play. Really, we just needed to buy another week. Okay, I'm sorry, guys. We needed another week. Everyone seemed to like episode 9, so we want episode 10 to be something super special. By the way, I just listened to Red Fanny's episode 10. Awesome. Everybody got to check them out, Red Fanny. I'm also checking out recently the new show, another new show I'm listening to, is the Ghost Trackers. This is kind of cool. This is like, you know, Discovery Channel dramatic reenactment type stuff going on here. She's talking about Ghost Hunting 101 and EVP, which that White Noise movie, which should have been good but sucked, was about. So check out the Ghost Trackers. I found them by checking out Night of Living Podcast again. And here's some music. You guys ready? I mean, I hope you guys are digging this. I know this is a lot of stuff that I'm sure is a little familiar, but for some reason just seems to have disappeared. I'm trying to bring it back. Revive Dave the Clone. Recloning it. Re-releasing it. Check it. So this one is going to be actually an import, a Canadian import that I'm bringing in from a band called I Mother Earth, Not Quite Sonic. I fell in love with it when I first heard it, guys. You're gonna love it too. Check it out. Here you go.
That was awesome. Anyway. Alrighty, well, I think we're going to call it quits, so I'll give you a couple tracks there for y'all to digest, and we'll be back next week. So, take it easy. Remember, check out all our friends at podomatic.com, and please, people, for real, we're here for 10 episodes now, 11 episodes, whatever this really is. Email davetheklone@gmail.com, davetheklone@gmail.com. 9-line, 206-666-6173. So easy to memorize. I mean, I say it in my sleep sometimes now. And, yeah, that's what it's all about. Coming up on episode 10, more dramatics from the guys at Hollow Nine. Might even have some more guest stars. You never know. You got to tune in to find out. That's what it's all about. Tuning in to find out. Yeah, we'll talk to you guys next week. On behalf of Flex, Jr., Cojones, Asmodeus, Mabelin, everybody else ever affiliated with the show, Dougbo Ness, and those soon to be, namaste. Peace out. Oh my God, I totally almost forgot. Superboy has a podcast now. Superboy, whose beats we used to play, who hasn't sent me a beat in a while. And now that he has his own show, he better, you know, he better remember to keep supplying the guys who got him started here. Anyway, check out Superboy's podcast on Podomatic. You can look it up, Superboy. It's Superboy. I wonder if he saw the new Superman movie. I wonder what his review of that is. Anyway, that's it, people. Talk to you later. Bye.